to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, today we're going to get serious, okay? We're going to talk about some very heavy-hitting, controversial topics, including going to the bathroom on yourself.
It's a true story that almost happened.
And I also want to tell you that this happens very regularly, okay?
Does it, though?
You shouldn't be that embarrassed.
I'm pretty embarrassed. I mean, obviously not enough to not talk about it, because here we are telling everybody.
We're here for it. Oh, we're here to support you. Cheyenne almost pooped herself, ladies and gentlemen. Or she did. I don't. What happened to you?
So, I'm in Driveline.
So far, what I've picked up about Driveline, it's tested you in every way, shape, or form in life.
Wild place. Driveline's a wild place.
It's been very educational for you, too.
It has, though.
Okay, so what'd you learn?
This is where I learned not to do what I did on that day. I hadn't eaten all day, which is super important because of how the digestive system works.
Yeah.
So I hadn't eaten all day. I was at home. It was like 1:15. I was like, oh, I'm going to eat a sandwich before I go because I'm kind of hungry.
Gotcha.
That's where the mistake started.
Yeah.
So I ate and I immediately left to go to Driveline because at that point it's like 1:45, 15 minutes there. Perfect. I'm in prime Driveline position.
Yes.
Right? And I'm sitting there for about 15 minutes and all of a sudden, yep, my stomach is like, ma'am, you have not done anything with me all day. You want to know what I'm going to do? Ruin the rest of your day. I'm sitting there, and so it continues to rumble, and I'm like, it's going to be fine. Like, yeah, my digestive system is, you know,
I can pinch down.
Yeah, no big deal.
A little extra.
No big deal. Until it was a big deal. Now we're 20 minutes away from the bell gate. We're still 20 minutes away from the end of drive, from the end of school getting out. It's 2:45. I am sweating. So I've texted my mom at this point, like, I'm in danger.
Oh, no.
I'm watching the clock tick. I'm watching it tick. Finally, 3 o'clock hits. I see the Driveline people coming. I'm white knuckle gripping my steering wheel.
Did you take your seatbelt off?
No, I hadn't. Because I couldn't move.
I got to take the seatbelt off. Any pressure or touching my stomach at all in that situation, I'm like,
no, I was a little bit, it was a little bit loose, so it wasn't that bad. But I saw Easton running, like walking down the, I locked eyes
get
with him.
Get out of the car!
Yep.
Get in the car, Easton!
I said, run! And this kid bolts to the car, gets in like a champ.
He knew what was happening.
I'm like, don't talk to me. Don't say nothing.
Yeah, you can't talk.
No, nothing. No. Don't.
You can't
nothing.
Even breathe. You have to shallow your breaths. And it's got to be like, if I move my stomach too much, I will poo poo caca. You have to do like the when you're pregnant.
Lamaze breathing.
Yeah, Lamaze breathing.
For the 10-minute drive home.
Oh, yeah.
I pull up to the house. I could barely get out of the car because it's like, if I move, it's going to be a bad day.
Tell me if this is not true also. Your body senses that you're closer to the toilet, right? So that 5 seconds of unbuttoning your pants and pushing them down is way worse than anything else because your body's like, oh, yeah, it's
relief
about to happen.
Relief is coming. Relief
you're like,
is
whoa,
coming.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's really the danger zone right there.
It was.
So
and
what,
I was in the danger
happened?
Zone. I made it with seconds. I mean milliseconds to spare. It was like, it was so bad.
And that release is like magic. That is the best feeling ever. I don't care what kind of euphoric feeling you have in your life. That release.
It's different.
I don't want to get too graphic because we've already gone there.
In
but,
the morning, it was wild, and I was terrified that I was not going to get home in time.
Yeah,
I really did.
Thank God you made it.
It was borderline.
She made it, everybody.
So yes, thank you. Go me. Has anybody else ever done that? Like, have you never not?
Everybody has.
What if you haven't made it, though?
I'll tell you
it's
my story
the
next.
It's not making it.
It's a good one.
Yes.
It's a doozy.
Okay.
And it's a booty. Nico and Cheyenne talking about bodily functions this morning.
Sorry, guys, but it's a real life situation that happened, okay?
And as I told you, it happens to everybody. It happened to me. I was stuck in not only traffic when it happened to me, I was also on my way into the Holland Tunnel. Yeah, I was going from New Jersey to New York City in a tunnel. You know how you can escape? You can't escape it when you're going into a tunnel. I was stuck in my car doing the heavy breathing, everything.
Yeah.
All right. Chris in Avondale. Good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right. This is a very fun topic of conversation.
Love this for
me. It happens to everybody.
Does it?
At least it's happened to me a couple times. So, yes. All right. So, what happened to you?
I got to say, guys, your stories are amazing. But I was on an airplane.
Ooh. Oh, no. You already win. I feel like you win. You win.
Yeah, that's when it hit me. And I couldn't go anywhere.
Was the beverage cart in the way?
What are you going to do?
Would you like some water? Would you like some tea? Some coffee? What would you... Get out of my way, Leonard!
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, what happened?
I felt my tummy rumbling on an airplane. I got up and ran toward the bathroom.
Oh, no!
And as I was running down the aisle... Somebody was getting up because it was like the thing went bing, and I was like, I was running and I saw that they wanted to go too. I like literally yelled, "Emergency! Move!"
That's mortifying.
Oh, no.
And I got to the actual, and literally not 1 second later of closing the door, you can imagine, all hell broke loose.
Oh no! What happened?
You made it. You made it.
But did you make it? Yeah. Like, did you make it?
Yeah. No, I half made it. I made it, and then I texted my wife because, thank God, from iMessages, I texted my wife that I just used my underwear for TP.
Oh no! She had to bring you chonies.
Oh no!
Oh, that's the worst.
So I guess I won, but I also needed a new pair.
Yeah,
you did not win.
Well, my story fails in comparison to that, so sorry about your luck. That sounds awful.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
It could have been worse.
Could it though?
If somebody's barreling toward you in an aisle on an airplane, you move.
You move.
You get out of the way.
Yeah. Ain't nobody not getting out of the way, for sure.
Yeah. If they had gotten in front of me, they would have been a problem.
Hello, good morning, Camel Country. Good morning. Hi, it's Nico Cheyenne. Hello, good morning.
That's so much.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just want to make sure that he knows he's welcome on this show anytime.
He knows, I think.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Appreciate that. Who are you, sir?
I don't have a second born, but I'm willing to offer him because you're so nice to me. What the hell's happening?
Oh, my name's Justin. I'm from Apache Junction, and I've got a crazy... story for you guys.
Almost didn't make it story.
Oh, I made it, but that's not the bad part.
Okay.
So I do air conditioning, and I was at this job site out in a real nice part of town in North Scottsdale, like Troon area. It's a nice gated community.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, when you're driving so much, you just gotta go, and you're hopefully that the homeowner will let you use their bathroom. Well, I knocked on the door. Nobody answered the door. I'm like, man, I really got to go. And I didn't know what to do. So luckily I had a Home Depot bucket in the back of my van.
No.
And I just, I took care of it, right? And I felt great. And the day went on. Well, I totally forgot about it. The next morning.
You left the bucket.
So check it out. I had to take my wife to the airport on my way to work, and we get in the van, and oh my God, it smells so bad. She's like, what the hell happened? And I totally forgot about it, and the whole way to the airport, we were just like windows down. It's the middle of summer, it's hot.
Justin,
oh my God,
Justin,
brutal.
Did you play stupid and say, I don't know, I must have hit something, or something must have died in the car?
No, we talk about everything, and I told her what happened, and I just forgot to mention it the day before because it was a crazy day, but she just couldn't believe that I did that.
That's so funny.
Dang.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Also, kudos to your wife for just being a good sport about it. Like, yeah. That's awesome.
And also, when you gotta go,
you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
I got a Home Depot bucket now everywhere I go just in case. So.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Time to break the news.
Who are we breaking it to and what are we breaking?
We're calling Mike because his girlfriend Gabby is tired of his childish behavior.
Oh, that's never good. That's not a good place to be in.
Especially when you're dating someone.
Yeah, no.
It just so happens that he wears the same pajamas that are made for kids every night to bed.
This is getting worse as you keep speaking.
I'm actually on her team on this one.
Okay.
Let's call him up.
Hello.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yeah, I see. What's going on?
Hey, man. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How are you?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Am I in trouble or something?
No, I'm just breaking news. I have a message from your girlfriend, Gabby.
Okay. All right.
And she wanted me to tell you that she loves your commitment to your adult Scooby-Doo onesie pajamas.
What?
But she also thinks they're ridiculous. So, there's that.
Wait. Oh, boy. God.
So.
What's she trying to say? Like.
I think she's trying to say that she doesn't want you to wear the Scooby-Doo onesie to bed anymore.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew she was going to talk about. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did you think after wearing those for a little while, maybe she would have maybe thought that, you know, yeah, maybe,
oh
you
my
not,
God.
Maybe you should not wear them anymore.
And we're on the radio, right?
Hey, Mike, this is Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. So I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, apparently.
Oh, God.
I feel like...
I need to know how long you've had the Scooby-Doo onesie pajamas and why do you wear them still? You don't sound like a child. Are you a child?
All right. Yeah, listen, I've had them since I was a kid, right? They're comfy.
Wait, you still fit
in your child pajamas?
No, because so I was kind of a big guy when I was a kid, so now it kind of like still fits now, even though I'm smaller. And also, I like Scooby-Doo. It's comfortable, okay? It's comfortable, whatever.
Comfortable,
it's
okay.
I feel like he was hoping that she would just come along on this pajama ride with him, and she's not. She's not catching that ticket.
Maybe she needs some Daphne pajamas. Or Velma.
Yeah.
Or something.
There you go. Yeah.
Velma was a babe. Why did we turn this into cosplay all the time?
I don't know. Hey, just get rid of the pajamas.
Hey, Mike, get some grown-up pajamas, please. Okay?
No way.
Please, for Gabby's sake.
No, I'm not getting rid of them.
Ruh-roh. Mikey.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
WMPO.
It's officially here.
Sounds like a radio station.
It does sound like a radio station.
We got all the hits on hole number 9.
Waste Management Phoenix Open is here.
I'm so excited. Woo!
I was watching some social media coverage of the free days.
Yeah, because the practice rounds started yesterday.
There's a lot of activity.
A lot.
Already. I feel like because last year was rained out and it was cold,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were discouraged from actually using the tickets they purchased.
Yeah.
It was kind of miserable. Parking was miserable. Lots were flooded. You had to park out in Westworld of Scottsdale. They weren't even allowing you anywhere near the TPC Scottsdale. So this year, it's going to be full force.
Mother Nature was like, I know I did you dirty last year.
Oh, yeah.
Let me make up for it.
I got this.
Yes. It's so warm. It's so warm that yesterday I was sitting at my house outside enjoying the sunshine. I looked down at my legs because I had shorts on and I went, oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Self-tanner it is because my legs were pasty and I was like, I can't wear pants all week because it's going to be hot.
Yeah. It's going to be 73-ish and sunny is the average temperature. Obviously,
yeah.
Every day is going to be a little up and a little down, but it's going to be around there. So if you're pulling up, there's a couple different options on entries, right, Cheyenne?
Yeah. You've got your normal entries, the main gate, the one at the Princess, and then the one on Bell Road, the big one next to DraftKings. So you've got those two entrances. And then you've got a new one, which sits at about the tee box of 18
yeah.
off of Frank Lloyd Wright and Hayden Loop. Like, it's right there. So you have a couple of different options to getting in and to getting to 16 if that's where you're trying to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which so is where find most people
whichever
go.
Entrance works for wherever you're headed to.
Yeah.
You can also use the Princess Hotel's valet, which... Your
Sign
boy,
me up.
Your boy's a little bougie at this mm-hmm. point because they gave me access to it, and it's such a great option. You just pull right up. It's valet. They yeah. take your car. They say, okay, goodbye. We'll see you in a few hours.
The and thing I hate about valet, though, is that if my car's dirty, I won't use valet.
You're embarrassed.
I have to go clean my car today yeah. so that it feels
Smart
appropriate.
Move. So take care of your car. Take care of yourself. And then, obviously, tomorrow's going to be the Pro-Am.
Yeah. We've got Larry Fitzgerald, obvi, because nothing happens without Larry.
Exactly.
You got Zach Gallen, Tori Lavello, and Corbin Burns, who's the newest roster name to the D-backs. You got Carly Lloyd.
So Carly Lloyd, U.S. Women's National Team soccer player,
yeah.
very popular. She actually scored the game-winning goal in the Women's World Cup. She's very awesome.
Phenomenal athlete. Aaron Rodgers is going to be in town, which is really cool.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. Yeah, he's a big old baby from what I hear. Yeah. I don't know.
He's a cornerback or something like that.
Jonathan Gannon from the Cardinals is going to be playing. Ryan Fitzpatrick. That dude's got a beard, by the way. It's so nice.
You're in love.
A little bit, yeah. So if he's single and you see him, like, what's up?
Fitzy. Sign my butt.
This is cool. Jelly Roll's actually playing in the Pro-Am.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Brian Baumgartner.
Baumgartner.
Rob Riggle's playing, which is not new. He generally plays every year. Jimmy Rollins is playing. Miro Kelly is playing. He's also from the D-backs. Michael Phelps is going to be there. Kyle Schwarber is going to be here. I am stoked.
I saw a picture that Jelly Roll was at TPC, Troon. And he's getting a warm-up round in.
So cool.
Anyway, know before you go.
Yes. You get it all online.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to us anymore. Waste Management Phoenix Open 2025. We're looking forward to it. And we will be broadcasting live Thursday morning, FYI, from the 18th hole. I believe the setup is called the 1892. Come and see us. We're going to be hanging
out. Come say
hi. Yeah. We'd love to have a drink with you off the air.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Do you ever look around the room and go, I wonder who the crazy person is, and then realize that you are, in fact, the crazy person?
Regularly, I feel.
That is our lovable Cheyenne, ladies and gentlemen.
It's me. I am the person that is the award, the cross I bear, some should say. For this particular reason, though, I feel... Normally, I could justify and be like, I don't think I'm alone in this.
Okay.
I might be alone in this.
I think you are.
It's possible. The only person who will save me in this is probably Abe, who will be able to justify it because he's brilliant. I am reading 3 different books right now. And I read them based off of what my brain is craving that day. I have 2 physical books and 1 audiobook.
This is sounding crazier and crazier by the second, and so, I love it. I'm here for it.
It's
because I'll be honest with you. I read to my son every single night.
Yeah.
And he's 7. So we'll read a little Captain Underpants.
Oh, we'd read
we'll
those read, too.
We'll read some Dog Man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read Diary of a Wimpy Kid. But these are children's stories. And
that's not what I read.
Yeah, no. So you...
I read very scientific-based books.
Like sci-fi books?
No. I'm talking the neuroscience behind mental illness and mental health.
Oh, wow.
I'm also reading a book that is, it's called Fight Right, which is the psychology behind how you fight with your spouse and how to do it in the most proactive way rather than being toxic about it. Because, you know, growth, you know.
No disrespect, okay? Yeah. Don't take this. Don't take this as disrespect. But you don't have a spouse right now.
Yes, I know that.
So you're reading a book about how to argue correctly
it's
with a spouse?
It's not just with your spouse.
And you don't even have one?
Okay, first of all, I'm prepared.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay,
you're educating yourself.
But also, it's for like how to fight with like your coworkers and your counterparts and stuff because
okay,
we spend
so much
time together.
That's helpful.
It's actually a really good book to read and you should read it. It's so good. But... And
you
then,
said it as if I need to learn how to like argue with my coworkers. No. You were like, you should read it, Nico. You could learn a lot.
That's not what I mean. But it's a really good book. And then I have an audiobook that I'm listening to that is very long, but it's just about learning. Hi, my name is Cheyenne, and I'm a recovering people pleaser.
Okay.
So this book is helping me like move through those phases as well. Okay.
Makes sense.
So I got a lot of really great books going on, but I read them in accordance to what my brain is craving for the day. So someday, and I remember exactly where I'm at in each spot. Like, yeah. I don't have any issue recollecting what I've already read in the book.
Yeah.
And so I read books like a crazy person, apparently. And Abe, please have my back and tell me that I'm not weird.
I don't find this weird at all. I used to do this.
Oh, thank goodness. I knew Abe would come in clutch.
I had to stop, though, but I did used to.
I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird. I think it's great that you're educating yourself.
I do.
And learning things. That's all I and do. You have that appetite for growth in that matter.
Yeah.
That's just ain't me, dog.
Do you read it all?
No.
No?
Like, I listen to a lot of educational stuff, podcasts, okay. and audiobooks, but I don't read anything, like, per se. Grab some, because we read at work nonstop all day. Look at, in front of me right now is like a whole thing. I read plenty. It's not about working on my skill of actually visually reading it. It's taking in the information.
Mm.
And that seems like, you know, a lot of knowledge that you're seeking, and that's great.
For me.
I feel like
this feels like a very much love that for you moment.
I went to school already. I know we can always benefit from learning at all times.
Uh-huh.
And I hear, you know, they say the smartest people never stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
I'm good with being where I'm at right now.
Pleasantly intelligent. I'm so okay with that.
Okay.
I'm so okay with that.
As long as you're happy.
You got to work that brain like a muscle or you're going to lose it someday.
Yeah, I work it every day with you guys, though. I got to think of smart-ass things to say on the radio.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever helps.
No, but
fine.
Hey, this is definitely something that a lot of people can benefit from. And I want to encourage everybody to read three really complex books at all times.
I think that's the crazier part. It's how complex the books are that my brain can even compartmentalize them all at one time.
Yeah,
it's
wild. That's scary to me.
Well.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Cheyenne.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Nico and Cheyenne, Darius Rucker decided to leave us.
Kind of. Because he still is half here. He's like 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
But he said he moved.
He said he moved. He did. But he also still maintains his house in South Carolina.
Well, yeah, he's bi-coastal. And by coastal, I mean
bi-worldly.
One side of the Atlantic Ocean to the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. He literally tweeted, "You can't move to England without doing a couple shows," out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's how you announced to the world you moved continents.
Did he tell his friends and family about this? I feel concerned. Is someone controlling his Twitter and his life? Did Darius get kidnapped?
I think he's probably okay. If he's making public appearances,
you know what I mean,
probably
though?
Okay.
That's one of those, like, if you need an alibi, you like tweet from somebody else's account. Like, you go, "Hey, having a great time away from all my friends and family. Please don't reach out. I'm fine." It seems like one of those.
How many people do you know that have been kidnapped? Because I'm very concerned for your knowledge on this.
Did you ever see the movie Taken?
Yes.
I have a particular set of skills. My point is, it seems very abrupt and very out of the blue. And even his tweet was like a little unnatural. So it makes you think, could I just pack up and just go somewhere?
I mean, you could. Absolutely.
Where would you go, Cheyenne?
Where would I go?
Unlimited fundage. Anywhere in the world.
I would go...
to start your life over with your family. And possibly me and Abe.
Okay, I'm taking the whole fam. Okay.
Well, money's not an option.
Money's
I'm going
not
on this
an
ride.
Option. I'm
going
to have a compound. It would have to be somewhere like warm with sand. I really love the beach. I just see myself being a beach bum with really long dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And just living the good life.
In a compound?
With all my friends, yeah.
This sounds culty.
I'll have just like a little mini city.
I like your cult.
Right there, you can be in my cult.
If it's on the beach?
Yeah.
I'm joining.
Yeah, it'll just be us. It'll be like five houses. We'll all just kind of like, you know, be one big happy family.
I kind of thought about that and I was like, the perfect place to just like vanish to, because you know, you got zero responsibilities if you're rich.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what I'd like to think.
Yeah.
Because
it's
I'm not rich.
It's probably the opposite because you are rich. So you have lots.
I would definitely do something that also has great infrastructure and longevity and security.
Mm-hmm.
Like somewhere in the United States. like Hawaii.
That is brilliant.
Yes.
Because you have the wonderfulness of like the tropics, but yeah. you have the security of the United
and
States.
And you also have the wonderfulness of the United States of America.
I love that. Kind of like Puerto Rico. I feel like
those islands, like even if you have like a ton of money, it's still kind of loosey-goosey, a little second to third worldy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I want good shower pressure. Is that too much to ask for?
No, it's not. And it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Some of those Caribbean nations do not have good water pressure.
No.
And they have not figured it
out
yet.
So I've heard. I haven't left.
I need my American water pressure. Where would you move to if you were Darius Rucker and you were rocking like a wagon wheel?
Abraham, where would you go?
Probably someplace Mediterranean.
Ooh.
I like that.
Like Nico's homeland?
Yeah, that, you know, Greece, Italy, someplace that touches the Mediterranean.
I didn't want to say Greece because it would be very cliche and all I talk about on this show is me being Greek.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my heritage.
But also, Greece is beautiful.
But also, I just want a vacation in Greece. So I will live somewhere else and then I will vacation in Greece.
I like that. We'll go live in Hawaii and then we'll vacation at Abe's house.
Yeah. Camel Nation, call us up. I want to hear what you would do. Unlimited funds anywhere in the world. 602-894-5653. You can call us, text us, get a hold of us, Camel Nation. We want to hear from you. Nico and Cheyenne, Renee's on the phone from Phoenix. She's got it all figured out, Cheyenne.
I like somebody who's got it figured out.
All right, let's hear her game plan. Good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you heard about this news. Darius, he's out of here. He's going to be creative in the UK. If you had anywhere. Yeah. Money's not an object, right?
Yeah, we're not talking money, finances. It doesn't matter.
Where are you moving and why?
I am moving. Okay, so I've narrowed it down to the Scandinavian countries, but I think it would be Denmark.
Why? As for random, okay. Why?
So random. Okay, so they just have a better quality of life.
Yeah.
And I have a kid and they're like really good with kids there. And like, you know, if you take a kid out in public here, like everyone's like, oh, get that kid out of here.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of going there and like they have really good family values, which I think like we really need better family values. And
I
don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems freer. It just seems freer. The air seems cleaner. The people seem kinder.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like we're all moving to Denmark and having a family compound. That feels right up the alley. Yeah.
I think there's one small factor.
It's cold.
That we have that we haven't talked about here. We live in Phoenix. Denmark.
Oh yeah. Well,
very different climate.
You know what? If Darius can go to England and the UK, we can do it too.
Danish people are very delightful.
I've never met a Danish person a day in my life.
They eat a lot of salmon and fish.
I like salmon.
Yeah, if you like that.
Salmon's not bad.
And whale blubber.
What?
No, I don't know if they
eat whale blubber. Maybe not that.
I don't know if I can get on game with that.
But I like salad, so if they have that, I'm good.
They don't have
salad there.
No salad whatsoever. Good luck with that. Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Allow me to start today's Taylor Talk.
Ooh.
With the
careful
rumors.
Careful now. You might be treading in some treacherous waters.
I invite these waters.
Oh, I'm here for it. Okay.
I want the fracas.
Stir the pot, Nico.
I'm not going to stir the pot. I'm just saying these are the rumors that are going around now that the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl for the third time in a row.
Tell me.
And they have the opportunity to win it for the third time, which is unprecedented.
I will just say, I love sports gossip. Gossip when it comes from boys is vastly different than when it comes from girls.
Well, here's the
story.
And
I live for it.
So they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Go Birds.
Yeah.
And they're saying there's no chance that the Birds are going to win the Super Bowl. No chance. Even though Jalen Hurts has been playing out of his mind. Their record is 17-3, I believe, now going into the Super Bowl. So they've only lost three times in two out of the three games, Jalen, their quarterback, was injured. So long story short, they are
on fire.
A high caliber program.
Right.
But they're playing. This is the problem. Here, everybody's favorite Kansas City Chiefs.
The payoff the ref Chiefs. Got it.
Or as I like to call them, the Kansas City Thieves.
Yes, I did. I have heard that as of late.
I think I was the first to post that. I'm just
probably
saying.
You probably started the crew.
They're saying that the NFL, there's no chance that they allow the Philadelphia Eagles Go Birds from winning this game. They are saying there's no chance.
They have to win convincingly, because if it's close, it will be swayed.
It will be swayed by the refs, because the refs have an objective. Obviously, if you watch any game at Arrowhead, and Patrick Mahomes is included, this is a lot of football talk, but...
No, I'm here for it, because this is where, so much drama.
Here's where the Taylor talk comes into play, okay? They're saying that the narrative is going to be written. The Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs. The Chiefs. The Chiefs won the third in a row Super Bowl. They're going to win three Super Bowls in a row, breaking the previous record of two, going on to have one of the most monumental careers of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's going out as the most popular tight end to ever play the game. And some are saying the best to ever play the tight end position. It's questionable. Long story short, he's going to propose to Taylor Swift after the confetti goes off. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl in New Orleans. He's going to drop down to one knee. And then during his speech, which, you know, they're going to hand the mic to Travis Kelce.
For sure.
Because he's got that mouth of his. And they're going to go, Travis, how does this feel? And he's going to say, oh, my God, I just proposed to the woman of my dreams. And now I want to announce my retirement from the game of football.
Oh, is that the other rumor that he's going to retire after this season?
I just gave you the whole storyline. This is exactly what people are saying is going to happen.
Okay.
He's pretty old.
I will say, I'm not on board with him proposing at the Super Bowl. I'm going to give him some credit here. Actually, I'm going to give his mom some credit.
Okay.
I think Donna Kelce steps in and says, you need to do it private and you need to make it so important to her because this is your day.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to allow you to live that. Do something elsewhere.
I agree.
I don't think he proposes at the Super Bowl.
It's not the most romantic move, but it's a very grandiose gesture.
It is, which is
after
on
winning
par
for the
them.
Super Bowl for three times in a row. It's like, it's a pretty special moment.
If it wasn't Taylor and Donna wasn't involved, maybe. But I think because of what it is,
she's so close to the situation.
There's no way.
Well, guys, we'll all see what's going to happen February 9th, New Orleans on the field. And I guarantee that's what's going to happen. Taylor talk is over now.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming along for the ride. My mom loves Blake Shelton.
I didn't realize how big of a Blake Shelton fan your mom was.
She turns into an 8-year-old.
So giddy. It's crazy.
So we'll set the scene real quick. We're at the concert at the Coliseum, backstage, about to meet Blake Shelton. He walks out. My wife, Brooklyn Dana, says, should I FaceTime with your mom? I was like, hell yeah. Even if it's really embarrassing for us, which it kind of is.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of unprofessional, but also,
but
I want to
so
make
cute.
My mom's decade.
Yeah.
You know, she's 73 years old. This woman... God bless her. Yeah, what's she getting excited about? Like getting out of bed every morning?
Jeez. She's going to kill you.
That was, yeah. But, sorry, Mom. I love you. But my point is that she's not going to see Blake Shelton ever. So my wife throws her on the FaceTime. She immediately answers.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, giddy. Freaking out.
It was hilarious. Now, my mom is not a fan of Blake Shelton's because of his country music, illustrious country music career. She is a fan of Blake Shelton strictly from The Voice.
That's like, the only way she knows him.
She found him on The Voice. She loves him as a judge. She loves everything that comes out of his mouth. Oh, my God. And she calls him my Blakey.
She does.
She goes, this is my Blakey. Nico, I hope you one day you meet my Blakey. So here was the time. It was the Super Bowl.
It was the moment.
My Blakey comes walking through. My wife's got him on FaceTime. My mom loses it completely. All you hear through the phone is,
lost my mind. That's what happened?
Oh, my God.
We're
still here.
Oh, my God. Did you get to interview him? Have you interviewed him?
My mom is holding an iPad.
Hello?
Oh, with Cheyenne? With Cheyenne's face?
I lost my mind.
I'm trying to speak a little closer.
In my wife's face.
Oh, I look terrible. I look terrible. I'm about to get dressed up.
She's all worried about what she looks like.
Oh,
This
is so good. Oh my god. My wife actually says Blake. She gets Blake's attention. Where was I during this time?
Just tap him on the shoulder. Tell him Gwen's on the phone.
Thank you.
Oh, and then we got kicked out. And then we got kicked out.
I think the second funniest part to this is your dad is behind her.
Yeah, yeah, filming
recording
it.
Recording it. Like filming the entire thing.
Oh, man. That was a beautiful moment.
It really was.
I don't want to seem disingenuous or unhumble, if that's a word, but I've met a lot of celebrities in my years of being in radio. I've interviewed Janet Jackson, like big name people. And at this point, nobody really gets me going. Like, if I meet them, it's great.
Yeah.
I will never, you know, discount the fact that we meet and have a cool job. But starstruck was beyond what happened with my mom
she
and Blake Shelton.
Instantly turned into a teenage girl. And it's it was so sweet to be a part of that moment. But, like, I would agree with you. You do get to a point in this career, because we are so blessed to meet a lot of people, that, like, the starstruckness does tend to fade.
Yeah.
Because you do realize at some point that they are normal people, but who would you be starstruck over?
Well, like, here's Messi? Here's the thing. With country music artists, they're even more normal than a regular celebrity.
Crazy
so
normal.
It makes it even more difficult for you to be like, oh, okay, this is like a normal dude.
Yeah.
So I could totally see myself like having a beer and hanging out with Morgan Wallen.
Those are my favorite.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was one celebrity I met that actually made me pee a little bit.
Ooh.
I'll tell you about it next.
Okay.
Not bragging, just explaining. Mm-hmm. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
I worked at a very big radio station in New York City.
Like the biggest in the country. It's massive.
In fact, it is the biggest radio station in the country.
It's Z100, so, in case you were wondering.
Google me. So it wouldn't be weird if Jay-Z walked through the studio, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake.
Right.
I've met them all.
It's a very normal thing in New York.
The most starstruck I ever got ever was meeting John McEnroe. I don't know. Like, I love John McEnroe. I love tennis.
Yeah.
But for some reason, being that he wasn't like a celebrity, like he was an athlete.
An athlete. Athletes like carry, athletes, I think, a different like demeanor than any other celebrity.
They carry a certain, you know, they can do stuff you can't do vibe.
Yeah. Right.
Like actors, you're like,
well, I could probably do that.
I could be an actor.
Like, I could literally cry right now.
You know what I mean? Actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a little bit of a different situation.
Yeah.
Who would make you starstruck?
I've been starstruck before. I remember the first time I met Lauren Elena. And because I was still very green in radio. Yeah. I was very new. And it was my first big, it was actually with Blake Shelton. She was touring with Blake Shelton right ahead of COVID. And I remember she walked in and I like couldn't move from where I was standing. It was.
She froze you up like that.
She froze me up. And I've talked to her multiple times since then. So it's very funny now to like look back and remember that moment in my life. But I don't know. I would agree with you. I think like athletes, meeting people, like as much as people don't like him, like meeting LeBron James, I would probably pee my pants.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Or Shaquille O'Neal. What? First of all, can you just palm my head?
I want to hang out with Shaquille O'Neal.
I know. He seems like the nicest person in the entire
universe. I feel
like
we'd be friends.
So I would agree with you. I think athletes carry that certain demeanor where just like,
yeah,
okay, anything I can do, you can definitely do better. I suck.
But I'm not going to lie, Cheyenne.
Uh-huh.
If Tom Cruise was to somehow magically appear somewhere, I would completely lose my mind.
I would fangirl just a smidge. Yeah, for sure.
In case of an emergency, Cheyenne, and you needed to see someone's face on your phone screen.
Yep.
Can you FaceTime someone right now and guarantee that that person would respond?
Oof.
This is an emergency situation.
An emergency
situation. Somebody got a gun to your head and they say, FaceTime somebody. If they don't answer it, I'm blowing your brains out.
Oh, that's so much pressure.
This is really intense right now. For this early in the morning, but I love it.
I am sweating.
I don't know who I would call. People in my life are so terrible about answering FaceTime calls. They don't do it.
Why don't people answer FaceTime calls?
I don't know, because I prefer it. Like, I had to call you the other day, and I literally, it could have been a phone call, but I chose to FaceTime you instead.
The reason I answered, Cheyenne, is because if I didn't answer, I'd be letting you down.
Yeah.
And I would have been. Do not let people down.
And you don't. You answer the phone. Every time you've ever FaceTimed me or I've ever FaceTimed you, you always answer.
Thank you for that. Producer AB Baby is a firm believer of like not answering unsolicited FaceTimes.
I don't like it.
I've never turned you down, though. I mean, I might not like it.
He reluctantly answers.
I'm me. You don't like it, but you answer because I'm me.
I mean,
you
but love there me. Are people I will answer for, even if it is unsolicited.
But let's just say it's some random person.
Oh, well, yeah. Not a rando. Oh.
Like, just a casual acquaintance friend.
No.
What
about a coworker? Like, if our boss, Drew Blando, was to FaceTime you?
I mean,
oh, I'm answering
reluctantly.
That for sure.
Kind of required to.
Reluctantly, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Reluctantly.
I will answer most FaceTime calls.
And here we go. I will test the theory.
Okay.
My best friend in the world, this is not set up, by the way, folks. You may think that I texted him, answer the FaceTime when I FaceTime you. Not at all, okay? He will answer no matter where he is.
I love
this.
If
he's in the doctor's office getting his appendix removed, he's answering his FaceTime.
As long as he's not under general anesthesia, he's there.
Exactly.
Okay.
He was the best man at my wedding. Ooh. I was the best man at his wedding.
Oh, he is like your best friend then.
I helped him through the struggles of his divorce.
Oh, that makes me really sad.
Here we go.
Okay.
We're going to FaceTime him live.
What's his name?
Alex.
Alex.
I hope this works.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. So you're on the radio. Please use your words cautiously.
Okay.
We're doing a bit because I told everybody that I could FaceTime this one person and they would answer no matter where they are in the world. Where are you in the world right now?
I'm in a diner in a business meeting right now.
So he's reliable.
My point is proven. My point is proven.
He's reliable.
Okay, tell your business people you should do the deal. Do the deal with him.
Okay.
He's like, please hang up the phone.
Okay. I love you, bye.
He answers your FaceTime call
in the middle of a business meeting.
Who does that?
See, folks, technology and society want to drive you apart. They don't want that human interaction. And I say,
human interaction.
Human interaction. Say hello to somebody, just like they do in church every Sunday when I go, hey, greet somebody next to you.
I do love that.
I love
good
that.
Morning. Good morning. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Now, Cheyenne.
Yes.
We're going to have to put you to the test.
Oh, man. I don't have reliable people.
You better show up for Cheyenne. We're doing it next. Here we go. You got a FaceTime because your life's on the line.
Yes.
FaceTime, your life's on the line. Nico and Cheyenne, we're feeling silly today.
It's the newest game, Sweeping the Valley.
We want to bring back human interaction, man. It just doesn't happen in society nowadays. People are quick to text, and I hate
it. To hit that decline button.
Exactly.
And I'm not here for the decline button.
So I already showed to you.
Abe hits that decline button. No. Like it's.
Oh, you didn't mean to blow up his cell like
what
that.
What are y'all doing to me?
All right, who can you FaceTime that will answer right now, guaranteed?
All right. So I'm going to call. His name is Josh. He is the founder of Axel Crew Foundation, and he will never not answer my phone call.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I like Josh. Great human being.
The most fabulous human.
Great chance that he's going to answer her.
Good chance he's going
to
answer.
Also, should we also point out the fact that he wants to be on the radio with you?
He does. He was really gunning for Nico's job.
So the fact that you're calling him during the show is his opportunity. Hey, it's fine. No, that's not the deal. It's call anybody.
We're also going to make his dreams come true right now. And like, he's going to lose his mind. Okay, here we go.
We'll see.
We're calling Josh Acosta.
Here we go.
What if he doesn't answer? Oh, that would be so embarrassing.
There you go. Oh
God, he's so close.
There he is.
You're on air.
Hi.
Watch what you say. So we've been talking about people that we, like, gun to your head. If you had to FaceTime someone and they were going to answer the phone, who would you call? And I was like, oh, I'm calling Josh because he'll answer
absolutely.
The phone.
Hey! Nice job, Josh. You passed the test.
I don't die.
Oh, thank you. Well, because I'm your go-to. I'm your right hand.
You know, see that? Still trying to replace me.
He's trying to replace Nico.
Even during the show.
I am your Gwen Stefani to your Blake Shelton.
Still trying to, still trying to replace me, even during our show. The nerve.
All right. Well, thanks for saving my life.
Hey, I'm always here.
See, I told you.
I All love right. that.
Okay, you're the best. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
There you go, folks.
I told you.
Find you Alex. Find you a Josh. Somebody who you can always depend on to answer that call when you need it.
They're the dudes, man.
All right. Producer AB Baby. Who are we calling?
The one person I know would pick up is in school right now. That's my daughter.
Oh, she would pick up. She's
but I
the best.
Think I have a backup, and it's not. No, it's not my brother.
Oh, Nico and I were both betting on Josh.
Okay.
Oh, but now you guys got me thinking.
Ooh, no. Give him a ring. Come on, That's
Who
a whole
it?
Test.
Push that call button.
I was
going
to do my friend Ramses because he always FaceTimes me, so I feel like returning the favor, he would definitely pick
yes!
up.
Yes! I love this.
I love it, too.
Oh, I'm here for the
but
suspense.
Now, you got me thinking about Josh, though. I only got one chance.
My
I feel
palms
like I'm on
are sweaty.
Show.
You got one call.
All right, I'm going to do Ramses, just hoping he's not recording a podcast or something.
Oh, what if he was?
Ramses.
Great content.
He's the best.
Uh-oh. It's so nerve-wracking.
Uh-oh. My palms are sweaty for you.
Oh!
Hey!
Yes!
What's up?
He's like, what is happening?
Yes. Bro, we were doing a bit about, like, could you FaceTime somebody out of the blue and, like, would they actually pick up?
Oh, you know I'm a call. Or I'm a answer.
Yeah.
I love that.
I got my phone. I got you.
He answered the call.
He's a dude's dude.
I love that.
This is, we're doing a bit. This is Cheyenne and Nico.
Yo!
What's going on, y'all?
I think we may have met.
Yeah, you probably definitely have met him. Yeah.
Well, hey, you gave Abe his lifeline, and he passed the test. Congratulations.
He did not die.
All right, man. Woo-hoo. I got you on the vibe check, dog.
Yeah.
Hey.
I knew it. Thank you, brother.
I got you, man. Do your thing.
All right.
Thank you, Ramses. Peace. Now you have to call one more person.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.